Well, we're looking at the Apostle Paul as he stands aboard a doomed grain ship from Alexandria, and he tells all those aboard, almost 300 people, he says, "So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. Nevertheless, we must run aground on some island." Now, this is the second time in just moments that Paul has told everybody aboard, "So keep up your courage." But you know, there's a vast difference between the men maintaining courage because they've done all that they can do for themselves to survive the storm versus relying on a message from an angel to a prisoner. But notice what Paul says. "I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me." This is really remarkable boldness on Paul's part to stand on the deck of that ship and tell all of these men that he has faith in God. And get this, he expects them to put faith in it as well. Doesn't it remind you of what Paul said to the head jailer at Philippi? "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household." Now, in all this good news about the entire ship complement being spared from death, Paul also gives them another word of knowledge. "Nevertheless, we must run aground on some island." Now, this time, it is not just Paul's experience speaking. It is actually a word of knowledge. The Holy Spirit, through this angel, has shown him ahead of time what will happen. But notice again, it's still in part. He knows they will run aground on an island. He doesn't know the name of the island. Fascinating, isn't it? The angel has revealed to Paul that everyone will live through the Euryalon, but the ship will run aground. This is an excellent example of what I was saying, partial revelation. The angel has revealed to Paul that the ship will run aground on an island, but the specific island is not mentioned. So Paul has a partial, but not a complete knowledge. Now let me draw in two verses that really go along with this. The first is from 2 Corinthians 5:7. We read, "We live by faith, not by sight." The context of that verse, of course, is our life on earth versus our promise of being with Christ when we die. But it still applies. Paul knows that everybody aboard the ship will live, but he doesn't know exactly what island they will be grounded on. The second verse I want to mention is from 1 Corinthians 13, where Paul is talking about the gifts of the Spirit. He writes, "We know in part and prophesy in part." That's insightful. Paul is saying that some prophecies are a combination of what is known and what is being predicted. Well, in Acts 27, Paul's prediction is both the known and the unknown. The angel reveals that the ship will be grounded on some island, but he doesn't specify which one. Could the angel have told Paul which island? Certainly, God knows, but he doesn't. So Paul has a partial revelation, and he must believe God for the part that he doesn't have. I like that. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase." That's what Paul's doing, and he's telling everyone aboard that they need to do the same thing. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.